So, name's Charlie Payton. I am away to walk across Antarctica to finish Shackleton's dream of crossing Antarctica 100 years ago.
I think the first question has to be, why on earth are you doing this?
Why not? You know, I'm a polar adventurer, so I'm always looking for the next challenge. And this trip has been on a few radars. You know, there's been a few people wanting to do it over the years. And it's so colossal and expensive that I think that's what's put most people off. But I'm nearly there. I've nearly got all the money. So to get the final amount and get down there, A, it's for myself sort of goal. You know, it's my achievement to do this. But secondly, to pay honour to Shackleton 100 years ago, who is my sort of inspiration over the years. If I could finish this and honour all these guys, not just Shackleton, you know, Tom Crean, Worsley, Macklin, you know, all these guys from the 100 years ago, to finish this would just be fantastic, and especially on this year, which is 100 years exactly since his failure.
So what is it, what brought you into this? What was your, since when did you start kind of having an interest in this?
It was actually by accident. I actually got asked if I'd care to go to the North Pole back in 1998, actually. I got asked, would I go to the North Pole to represent the Marines? And I said, oh yeah, fine. I thought it was a little jolly, you know, a helicopter journey up to the top of the world, a few cans of beer and wave the flag for the Royal Marines. So I says, yeah, I'm your man. So when I actually went into the office to see the colonel, and he actually told me what it was, I'd already thought, I can't go back in my word now. I didn't know at the time that it was the first British attempt at walking from Canada to the geographical North Pole. 70 days, minus 40, minus 50, and all my food, fuel in the sledge.
So is this going to be the toughest expedition you'll ever do?
I think so, yeah. In terms of mental preparedness, it's been the biggest. You know, it's taken me 3 years to get to this moment in time, and I'm 3 weeks away from it, and I'm still not quite there. You know, it's just the finance that's holding us back. But I think once I get to the start line, you know, the trip's very achievable by breaking it down into four sections. I've got three resupplies coming in, so the trip for myself, I'm physically ready for it. I'm mentally ready for it. So I think. I think everything should be fine.
What are your emotions ahead of it?
I don't know. I've got a few concerns, you know. You know, the weather. You know, you need a big bit of luck on trips like this, you know. Mother Nature's always against you. She's always throwing obstacles in your way. And, you know, you've got to deal with them. But I like that. I like the challenges. So it's very, you know, you can never, you know, it's although I've got my points and I know where to go, you just don't know the terrain. You don't know what you've got in front of you. You've got moving ice. I've got 300 miles of shifting sea ice when I cross the Weddell Sea. And then I've got probably about 200 miles in total of crevassed areas coming up the fringe of the ice caps to deal with. You know, a lot of them are covered over, so you don't see them until you step in them, and then the top gives way, you know. So I've got all these problems to worry about, as well as injuries, breakages on equipment. You know, at minus 40, minus 50, you might have the best equipment out there, but it's not designed to last at long durations, you know, and things do pop, you know, zips burst, sledges break, you know, tents rip, you know, the tarpaulin at minus 40, you know, it doesn't stretch, it stretches to a certain point, but it becomes brittle. And you've got to deal with all that, you know, so you've got to get the best of equipment and just look after it, really. You know, it's there's a big rule that, you know, you've got to look after your equipment when you're out there, because if you don't, then, you know, that's you. It's part of your safety kit as well, not just your own personal belongings. It is your safety kit as well. You're surviving there all the time, you know, so everything. And a lot of the kit as well, it's got to have two uses. You know, you've got to try and make your sledge as light as possible. So your skis, they get used for walking 12 hours a day, but then they get held up. They hold up the tent at the end of the day, you know. So there's, you try and get multi-uses of all your equipment.
Just sounds, I mean, you must be the only person, certainly in Aberdeen, but maybe the only person in Scotland, Britain, to maybe try this. I mean, I'm looking at your logo on your jacket, and it says, you know, unfinished business. So nobody else seems to have attempted this, I imagine.
Nobody's done it. You know, and it's, I know there's been teams planning to do it. You know, there was three teams over the course of the last 3 years trying to raise the funds for this trip. So I think, you know, we're all probably knocking on the same doors for sponsorship. But my team is the only one left. You know, everybody else has fallen by the wayside. They've dropped out, the last one being a couple of months ago. So it is only my team, it's remaining. And I think because I've put so much time and effort into it, I've got to go right to the last moment, you know, to make sure that I can get every opportunity of getting the money. Shackleton struggled. You know, it was the last couple of weeks that Shackleton got the money, you know, 100 years ago. So it is always the hardest part of a big expedition, is getting to the start point. You know, it's something like, it's a massive percentage, maybe 80, 90% of expeditions don't get to the start because they haven't gotten the money, you know. So, yeah, it's nothing's changed in 100 years, you know. But then I see it from the sponsors, you know, why should they be paying for somebody to go in a jolly, you know. But I don't know, I think they get value for money, and they certainly get a return. You know, Johnny Walker was our main sponsor 15 years ago. And 15 years later, they're still getting value out of their sponsorship. You know, we still do talks, and obviously all the photographs are Johnny Walker. So, yeah, I think, you know, this one should be even bigger. You know, I've got some big plans after this to work with the kids and get kids into adventure. So, yeah, there'll be loads of opportunities for repeat viewings of the logos and over the years, and talks as well.
I think you said just for a jolly, but there must be some other reward at the end of this. You know, what will this mean to exploring in general if you were to complete this?
I think first and foremost, it's a personal achievement for me. You know, I've done some big trips over the years, but this is the icing on the cake. This is my big 40. You know, I've always wanted to cross Antarctica. And I think to pull this one off, then it'll be an amazing achievement, and probably the last known big polar trip there is to do. You know, there is another one that I would have loved to done, is cross from Russia to Canada, but the ice is so broken up there now. You know, the ice years ago was, you know, it used to come from Russia to Canada. Now there's so many breakages, you know, the ice doesn't reach both ends, so a lot of free water now. So that's probably off my radar now. But to cross Antarctica, and in this year particular, that's what motivates me to do this.
And are you risking anything out of this? I mean, there's no, by the sense of things, the financial side of it is kind of taken care of. It's just a case of, you know, these people pay. But, you know, are there health risks for you here?
Yeah, there's always health risks, but I mean, the same health risks as you get walking across Union Street, you know. You've got your dangers, they're just in colder temperatures, really. You've obviously got frostbite and frost nip and tent fires and crevasses to fall down. You've got all these dangers, but it's the same in every walk of life. You know, if you're prepared and experienced at what you're doing, then you avoid all these things, you know. It's quite difficult to avoid some things depending on what happens, but yeah, you prepare and plan.